First Perek of Tyrus, Third Mishnah. Nibbles Oif Hatomei. Now discussing a dead non-kosher bird. So it's a Sichem Achshav V'Hefshe. In order for it to Mekabel, Tumas Oichel, one has to think to eat it, and also has to come down with a liquid. It's not automatically tummy. There's a kebeitza. It has a din of oichel, which is the tam of the oichel. Chatzi prasiv, so it's a person eats a chatzi pras, a large amount of it, but he becomes tummy, midrabonim. But the tumah deraisa that we have by a dead kosher bird does not apply to a dead non-kosher bird, and therefore even if he eats it, it's not a tam as he's swallowing it. Someone eats it, it's only tam midrabonim, and therefore once he goes to the mikveh, he's tar, he can eat truma even before sunset. If one is tam himself with his bird, he goes to the base of mikdash, also does not get kares because he's not tam midrabonim. Of the suffering as a truma, but they gave it a chumra in respect to truma that you have to burn truma that became tummy, even though it's only tummy drabon. The person eats the person eats a rips off a limb, or a limb falls off of it when it's alive. He also does not get malchus for even menachai. A chiddush that Israel even menachai applies to kosher animal that should be shechted. If he didn't shechted, even menachai is awesome. The non-kosher animal does not have this. Someone shechs it, it won't help it, because whatever it is. Shechita doesn't do a different to it. And now over here, it doesn't mean it's not a tire for Tumas Nevel, because anyway it's not Tumas Nevel. But it means over here a whole complicated thing that the halacha is that a guy is not allowed to eat even menachai. He's not allowed to eat even menachai even for the non-kosher animal. If the animal was shechted and is still jumping around, so it will be halacha shechita. The second halacha shechita took effect, it's considered dead. But a non-halacha shechita, here it's a non-kosher animal, so the shechita doesn't work. As long as it's still jumping around, it's still considered halachically alive, and if he eats it, then it'll be oyvim mishum even menachai. Akunafayv of Noitza. Yeah. Metamis and Mitzdalf. Yeah, the feathers and the fine hairs that around the body of the bird, they cause the tumor to go out of this bird and go into it if the tummy touched those hairs or feathers. And they're also mitzdar to the sheer kibetz of Tumas Oichlin, because they're considered a shomer, something protects it from rotting. Achaltim v'atziponayim, the beak and the nails, fingernails, toenails, metamim, umitzdalfim, they also have the same status, that is the more common geusa. Yeah. That's accepted here. That also they are left on to protect their meat from rotting.